Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without finger sticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit Spectrum.com/big deal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Coast to Coast podcast. Become a Coast Insider, and you can hear this complete conversation as well as recent shows featuring guests discussing new cases of the troubling cattle mutilation phenomenon, worrisome instances of clandestine CIA torture, and the evidence that the lost city of Atlantis may have really once existed. Check out these programs and many other fascinating episodes waiting for you in the Coast to Coast Archive by heading over to coasttocoastam.com and signing up for Coast Insider.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And I got to tell everybody who might be brand new to the program, when I was a 21-year-old reporter in Detroit, Michigan, my very first interview was with a fellow named Stanton Friedman. I saw a little clipping in the Detroit News that he was going to be speaking before a group at Oakland University, and I told my news director, I want to go out there and interview this guy who's a nuclear physicist, expert in UFOs. And my news director said, I'm not paid for this. There's not going to be any overtime for this. You want to go out there and interview this guy, you do it on your own time. So I took my Sony tape recorder, out I went, interviewed Stanton Friedman, had a great interview, and I've known him ever since. Then when I eventually matured and did my Nighthawk show in St. Louis, he was a guest. And then when I replaced Art on Coast to Coast, Stant was a staple of the program anyways, and we continued. And he's been at some live events with me. I think I'm going to be with you at Alien Fest the end of January up near Big Bear.
And I think so. That's, at least that's what the plans were. If
super.
The Big Bears don't get in the way, you know.
So, Stan, tell me what's going on in the field of ufology these days. I mean, you were out there way in the beginning telling people about UFOs, talking about the Benny and Barney Hill case. You've got books out. What's the latest based on your work, your research?
Well, I think there's been a much wider acceptance. I think the biggest thing that's happened is we've come to realize that our vision of the world was not quite right. When Frank Drake talked about there might be aliens out there, he said there might be 8,000 places in the galaxy where they could be sending us signals. Well, the latest word, it looks like there's about 1.6 planets per star. Not per galaxy, per star. And our galaxy, the Milky Way, has about 100 billion stars.
Oh.
So that means 160 billion planets. So they're all over the darn place. And, you know, that changes our picture. We used to think, oh, we're pretty special, you know. There's only a few civilizations around, and we're at the top of the heap. Well, they're all over the place. And that changes our perception of how important we are. Of course, we're not the most important things around because we haven't been around very long. And it leaves plenty of room, in other words, for others. And we've come to realize that, you know, getting here from there is not quite the big deal we used to think it was. You know, progress comes from doing things differently. So the notion that, you know, it's going to take a very long time, many years to get between stars, and there can't be much traipsing back and forth. Now we realize that with nuclear fusion, for example, it can get between stars. We also realize that contrary to 1650, I guess Bishop Usher thought that the world was created in 4000 B.C.
That's right.
There can't be too many beings around, you know. Well, he was off a little bit. 4 billion B.C. is more like
yeah, just a little. Just so, a little.
Naturally, we're not as important. I hate to say this to people, but we're not as important as we'd like to think we are in the larger scheme of things, the ultimate, you know, earthlings. We're beginning to realize it's a busy place out there, and there should be no surprise that people see others coming here, because apparently they seem to be all over the place. Now, whether this is a result of spontaneous generation of life everywhere or migration, colonization, maybe people are being exiled. You know, I used to find out as saying that the Earth was a planet that they put in incarcerated people, you know.
Yeah, like a prison planet.
All the bad boys, guys, and brought them to Earth.
You never know the way they've been treating people. It's right. Stan, you were one of the first, if not the first, to break the Roswell, New Mexico story nationwide.
First, yes.
And have you changed your thoughts and views at all about that case over the years? Or are you pretty steadfast that what we've been talking about with you especially is still what it was?
I think it's aliens and visitors. And as a matter of fact, we've expanded the notion. If I had tried to tell you the first time I was on that, we think there's 1.6 planets per star, so that gives you a huge number of planets, and, you know, they're probably coming here, I'd have been laughed at. There's only a few thousand planets. You know, if there were life out there, we'd see it. And, you know, they would make contact and land on the White House lawn and all kinds of crazy stuff. Now I think it's more like realizing that North America has more than a few people on each coast. It's jammed full of people all over the place. And that makes us less important than we'd like to think we are. And there are still people thinking that the world is only a few thousand years old, so what's the big deal?
Or still flat.
Most of us have learned that it's a more complex place than we thought it was, and we hate to admit it, but you know what? We're not the most advanced. And that shouldn't be surprising, again, because we know now, we measure the age of the planet and the stars and things like that, and we're not number uno, you know?
No.
And you can tell that from another thing. The military budget on the planet's about $1 trillion this year. So we haven't changed much, have we?
No, not at all.
People don't get the goodies of their work. We take the leavings because we're stocking up on ways to kill other people. And it seems, I don't want to say that's human nature, But it appears to be close to what it is. And I'm not going to try to explain why or how, but we know enough to say that it's an awful lot of energy available to man in the universe. And, you know, I've gone through the sequence of, how long does it take to get someplace? How far is the nearest person and all this kind of stuff? And, gee, the universe is crowded. You know, it takes a while to get here and there. You don't get on your bicycle and go to the next star system. But we've learned an awful lot about what's going on in terms of energy creation. It's not just the stars. We know how the stars work. We used to, in the 100 years ago, stars were a mass of burning gas. Of course, what else could they be? Well, they could be nuclear fusion going on, mm-hmm. which is an enormously greater source of energy, and therefore a greater danger. Energy, there's a good word.
It's a great word.
Danger from all whatever going on out there. We still don't know whether our carelessness with how we act toward others, war is still a way of life in a lot of places. I'm so glad that we haven't had a nuclear holocaust, despite having the capability.
We've been very fortunate.
I mean, and we know there are idiots out there on occasion. It's down here.
Stan,
that's not a political statement.
We've lost some great supporters of ufology from the astronaut force. Gordon Cooper believed that he had seen something. Edgar Mitchell, probably the best astronaut for us to be a believer in that. Are we, with a new crop of astronauts, if there are any anymore, are we getting that kind of support anymore?
You don't hear about it much.
You don't, no.
On the other hand, I would say the great majority of people accept the notion that there's other life out there and that some of them might be coming here. And when you find out how many planets there are, that came as a great shock to a lot of people. 1.6 planets per star, you got to be crazy.
And that may be conservative.
Well, yeah, sure, that may not be the maximum number, but it changes our perspective, or it should change our perspective about ourselves, and also the age of the system. You know, we're not talking about life began a few thousand years ago. It's at least a few million years ago. And that makes a big difference in how important you are. If you're not the first or the second or the hundredth, you know, there's been a buildup of knowledge, of awareness of what's going on out there. And, you know, I've had a long slogan for a long time. Progress comes from doing things differently in an unpredictable way. And I'm waiting for the next step beyond nuclear fusion. But there's a heck of a contrast between, you know, burning wood in a fire or burning coal to nuclear fission and nuclear fusion. And we, naturally, being the kind of earthlings we are, we know how to use a lot of energy for killing. Hey,
yeah,
that's
we
what
do.
We're going to do. Collect a device. Call them atom bombs, call them H-bombs, et cetera. But we're also learning that we can make use of energy for good, if you will. You know, it's kind of like a nuclear submarine that can go around the world underwater. It's kind of special.
It sure is.
One way of keeping the peace is your other guy doesn't know where you're at. And he doesn't dare to attack you because he knows you can respond back and you can't do anything about it. It's a big ocean out there. Awesome.
Stan, so, what do you think about the push for disclosure? Is it going to happen? You've got these new groups out doing their thing, and I don't know. What do you think?
I am not convinced yet that it's going to happen soon, partly because one of the worst things on this planet is our inability to decide on a course of action that's beneficial for the planet. Talk about Me Too. Well, there's a lot of that on this planet. You know, I'm going to do what's good for me and not for you. And if it's at your expense, too bad. There's still plenty of that going on. The military budgets have maybe shrunk a little bit, but we're still looking toward strength, you know, the strong arm approach to getting things done. Go in and land and proclaim yourself a ruler. Why not? Everybody else is doing it. We haven't decided how to use a majority of the energy available for the benefit of mankind. We want power to take power to keep others from getting power. And we've got some lessons to learn. We teach our children that you can't always have what you want. As much as it might be nice for you, it may not be nice for some other people who will do you in if you are trying to do them in. So it is fortunate that we haven't had a great war. Imagine the restraint, George. It's hard to imagine. You've had H-bombs on the planet for a lot of years. Not one has been used against a society. So that's a sign of hope. Restraint.
Gosh, I hope so.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern. And go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.